This is David Duke. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent wherever they may live upon the earth. Good to be with you. Great to be with you. Actually, I'm a little bit tired today. I've been traveling, working, speaking, and it's a never-ending task. It seems the world is so big, and that there are so many people hungering for information on the vital issues facing both European mankind and the issues facing all of mankind. And that primary issue in my mind is the danger, the threat of Jewish supremacism, and the fact that this movement is trying to delve the world into a bloody war. What they call the Fourth World War. And ladies and gentlemen, they are seemingly accomplishing their task. They seem to have control over much of the political process and the foreign policy of the United States of America, and they have control over much of the media and a lot of influence in media around the world. Now, they don't control the media around the world as much as they certainly have their power in the United States in terms of media. But they influence a lot, and I often hear media, even media that is somewhat skeptical of the Jewish agenda, of the radical supremacist Israeli agenda, and who are affected by quoting from their sources. A good example is when they talk about me, you know, David Duke. It's always as white supremacist David Duke. It's always former Ku Klux Klansman David Duke. And a lot of the people who even oppose to Jewish supremacism will simply repeat these charges because they first come from the American Jewish media. That's how they label me. Now, they wouldn't label Robert Byrd as former Klansman Robert Byrd. That would be a scandal. They certainly wouldn't label him as current Klansman, and yet that's often said about me. They'll call me Klan leader David Duke. I mean, it's just insane. It's been over 30 years since I was in that organization. And by the way, in that organization, or in one organization that was called KKK, I never involved myself in any violence or any sort of illegality against any minorities whatsoever. And I believe in treating people decently, and I'm accused of having thought crimes. It's amazing people like Ariel Sharon would come to the United States and be called a man of peace, and Bush would break bread with him, and he's given respect, and yet this man is a mass murderer. You know, I've never hurt a single person in my life, and I know that I am a man of peace, and I've worked very hard to promote peace in the Middle East, and truly a peace that's in the interest of the United States of America. Well, I've been traveling since about 6 o'clock this morning, all the way up from the Mediterranean region into northern eastern Europe. It's been a long, long, long day. So I thought about going ahead and doing the show. I thought I'd check in with each of you and let you know that I'm out there still kicking, still speaking, still working. I'm putting my words together somehow in this broadcast live. I'm not going to archive this particular broadcast, but I'm just going to tell you that I really appreciate your support. I'll be in the United States in the very next few days. I've got a number of meetings to address in the United States, and a number of gatherings to address, and I'll really look forward to being with so many of you out there who've been wanting to meet me personally and hear me speak personally, and I'm so appreciative of the support that you've given to DavidDuke.com and the Duke Report. It's not really paying the bills exactly, but we are somehow keeping our head above water. And working very hard every month, continuing to put out our material. The David Duke Report is getting ready. In fact, it's at the press right now, and will be mailed out in a few days. So if you're not a subscriber to that, be sure to go ahead and do so. But it's a never-ending battle, and it's a physically hard battle. It's a battle that wears you in both your body and your mind sometimes. One thing I was lucky enough to do when I was down south is to do some sunbathing. I think I'm kind of a sun worshiper. I don't spend too much time in the sun, but I really believe that if you spend a little time whenever you have the opportunity, and I'm talking about 30, 40 minutes, that the health benefits are incredible. The vitamin D that's created and made by your skin, each square inch makes about 15 units, and it's incredible. I think the healthy aspects of that, and that it's interesting that people in, fact, sunny climates get less skin cancer than people in the Nordic climates. And I think that's because the people with lighter skin don't get as much sun during the rest of the year, and they go down south, and generally speaking, they get burned. And getting burned, that's what causes, I believe, the cancer. But I enjoy sometimes the sun, and it's a great time to just lay back, look at the blue sky and the white puffy clouds, and to think, even if it's just 30 or 40 minutes, in fact, that's the best way to do it. Don't ever burn your skin, but just get your skin acclimatized and let it produce that vitamin D and other nutrients. There's probably many other nutrients we don't even know about, I think there's many beneficial effects of sunbathing occasionally. I'm not sunbathing, by the way, to get any great tan or dark tan. I very much appreciate the hue of my skin, but I do believe in the health benefits of that, and usually when I'm in the sun, I try to do some sort of calisthenics or some sort of exercise, and as you know, I try to work out once or so a week, if I can, two or three times a week, depending on my schedule. When I'm traveling, it's very difficult to do that, but I'm meeting so many people all over the world, educators, thinkers, writers, philosophers, government officials, up-and-coming people, as well as instructing students in so many classrooms, not only at the university where I have my doctorate at MAUP in Ukraine, but also at universities all over the Western world. I'm invited quite frequently now by professors. They usually try to keep it a very low-key type of event, and I'm fine with that. And I want to be able to travel and want to be able to visit places around the world, and so far I've had that opportunity. So I just want to tell you today that I'm not going to do my regular program and my regular commentary. I do want to mention a couple things to you. I really want you to read two things. One, Thinking About Neoconservatism, if you've not read that yet, by Dr. Kevin MacDonald. It's a fantastic essay. And make sure that you read his response to one of his critics on the Horowitz page, Front Page magazine. By the way, Horowitz is a former Black Panther. He's never given me trouble that way. He's never called former Black Panther Mr. Horowitz. You see the double standard, don't you? What happened was that there was an attack on Dr. MacDonald by Jacob Laskin, who's written a critique of his work for Front Page. And he writes, he says a lot of interesting things. He said, this is what Kevin MacDonald says: we are increasingly approaching a situation where being labeled an anti-Semite is a badge of honor. As a general take-home point, I would emphasize the following quotation from my work as a central focus of Laskin's ire. Quote, Jews were unique as an American immigrant group in their hostility toward American Christian culture and their energetic, aggressive efforts to change that culture. This is the bottom line, and I completely stand behind this claim based on the research presented in The Culture of Critique. That's, of course, his latest book on this subject. A fantastic article. You can find it at www.kevinmacdonald.net, and you could go to the /area Laksin, LAKSIN.HTM. So I'm going to turn in. I've got to do a bunch of traveling tomorrow. I've got, in fact, the next 4 days, I will be traveling many hours each day. And so I've got a lot to do, a lot of places to go, a lot of people to meet, a lot of speeches to make. And I just want you to know that I appreciate your support, and your support enables me to do what I'm doing to reach more and more of our people out there. So I just want to make this program today kind of a just basically a thank you, and tell you that I can't really continue to do a normal show tonight. I'm just too tired. I'm liable to fall asleep at the microphone this evening. But I'm very thankful. I guess I will give you one more news clip. I didn't mean to do this tonight. I was trying to get into bed. But very interestingly enough, the Ynet News in Israel reported that the Israeli leader, and that's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, said during a speech that, quote, we must ensure that there will be a proven Jewish majority in the state of Israel. Otherwise, the term Jewish state becomes empty of meaning. The obligation of the national leadership is responsible to the vision of Herzl and to ensure a Jewish majority in the state. Olmert said that this special Knesset session is dedicated not only to making Herzl's birthday, marking Herzl's birthday, but also the discussion of his heritage. The Law of Zion was passed in the Knesset in order to ensure that that heritage and vision of the state's founding father is preserved. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. It's so clear. You know, Israel is a state that is dedicated to preserving a Jewish majority. No politician in this country would dare ever say that America should be dedicated to preserving the European American majority. The same majority, the same people who wrote our Declaration of Independence, who gave us our Constitution of the United States, who were truly our founding fathers. To do so in this country is called racist. But the same people who call it racist for Americans to preserve their heritage and preserve America as a majority European nation, which we will lose that majority over the next few years, are the very same people who tell us we must support Israel, and that Israel is a moral society, and a moral society that we must support. It's just, it's beyond human belief, the hypocrisy that goes on in terms of the media and in terms of government of the United States and those in government. Of course, we know who's being bribed, and that's the very mildest word I can use, by the powerful Jewish lobby, both organizations like AIPAC and the powerful Jews, individual Jews, whom they can use to put the pressure on individuals to continue to support Israel and never say a critical word about the state of Israel. Well, that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. Those are a few issues and few items. Again, please read the Kevin McDonald articles. He's certainly one of the intellectuals and professors in the world that I respect the most, and I'm so happy to call him a colleague, in a sense, that we have collaborated a little bit. We've talked on a number of occasions, and he's a very decent man and a good man, and I really admire him and his courage, and I hope that all of you out there will continue to read his work and support his work. Thanks so much, and I think we're gonna call it a night on that, and I appreciate you letting me go and getting some sleep this evening. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.davidduke.com.